Welcome to the Fierce Female Network. I'm your host, Fierce Manson, and today is Thursday, honey. Listen, it is cloudy Thursday, honey. It is thunderstorm Thursday and everything else up in here. Listen, it is September 8, 2022, 9 p.m. on the Central Standard Time Zone and 10 p.m. on the Eastern Standard Time Zone. Y'all know what I'm going to say. The Eastern Standard Time Zone is the time zone that rocks my socks off, honey. You know I got to push up to the ATL, to my home team. Got to give a shout-out to my team. Fierce Nation International, the hardest working team on the planet. They are best in Kenya, Zimbabwe, East and West Africa, the UK, and Germany. And my honorary member in India, Karan Patati. Listen, this show is being brought to you by Gumbarum, gumbarum.com. G-U-B-B-A-R-U-M, gumbarum.com. We do have two different flavors, natural vanilla, which is Gumba Gold, and natural coconut, which is Gumba Silver. Listen, the CEO and the founder of Gumbarum is Steve Gum. Listen, y'all, Steve's still trying to get it together. Listen, I don't know what's the matter with this man. What is wrong with him? I tell him, you know, we like to have more flavors than vanilla. You know, vanilla and coconut. People like to have all different flavors to drink in. You know, do I have to go and slap him? I know he's in Boston. Listen, guys, and then he calls me today, and Carol, you see me talking up in here? Oh, Lord. Listen, y'all, Carol wants to make the announcement of, come on, baby. You know, everybody's got something to say. Come on, baby, take your time. But not really, because we on a time schedule, okay? Come on, take your time. Don't trip on the cords. All right, come on, baby. Gumba rum. 555 Main Street. Every Wednesday night, Steve is going to be at Cranberry Liquors. 555 Main Street. Horace Park, Massachusetts. 5 to 7 p.m. every Wednesday night. 555 Main Street. Horace Park, Massachusetts at Cranberry Liquors. Thank you. Thank you, Carol. You're so sweet. Thank you, Carol. I really appreciate it. So listen, Steve is at Cranberry Liquors every Wednesday night from 5 to 7 p.m., and he does a free sip and serve, y'all. We got some big news. I'm trying. I can't spill the beans. He told me don't spill the beans, Steve. He really did call me today. We had a nice little chat, and we got some big news about Cranberry Liquors, but I can't tell you yet. But listen, I also have a really nice announcement from Omalani. Omalani is very excited, and I am so excited for her as well. She is walking in the Fashion Week, New York Fashion Week. She's been asked to participate. But I'm going to have her to tell you herself. She sent me the tape and the recording over, so I'm going to play it for you guys. This is a really great announcement. Take a listen.
What's up, my people? I just want to give the biggest shout out to the fiercest network out there, which is called the Fierce Female Network. And for those of you who are tuned in, I don't want you to just see this about entertainment, because this network is about ordainment. My name is Omalani, and I appeared on this show, and at the time, the things that are going on now weren't even in sight. But that's when your illustrious hostess, Miss Queen Fierce herself, predicted things that I am now accomplishing. She listened to my music and went past the rhythm and the elements that she liked about the music. She said, hey, you know what you should do? You should go into fashion. Then she also said, you know what else? You should go to Broadway or something like that. And here I am, about to do my first fashion show. And I'm going to be doing this fashion show just a couple of blocks from Broadway. And on top of that, there's going to be a big billboard of me right there in Times Square, New York. All of this was predicted on the show before this even happened. So dreams really do come true, and sometimes people have the foresight and insight to see into you.
Oh my God, you know, Omalani is something else. And she did send me another text. She had forgot to mention she is going to be singing on Broadway. She's singing. So she has something lined up. And, you know, I'm just so excited. I don't know what to do. I'm telling you, I don't know what to do. So listen, she is going to be not only participating in New York Fashion Week, she is going to be singing on Broadway, and she has a billboard. So listen, I tell you, honey, there is a lot the spirit said over her music career, and it is happening for her. And she was on the show just a few months ago. It hadn't been that long ago, just a few months ago. So listen, it is really, really exciting. I'm excited for her as well. So listen, on tonight it is Renegades Worldwide. They have a really, really wonderful piece of music that I really enjoy, and I love it. I love this song. It's Memory of a Memory. Memory of a Memory. I want you guys to check this out.
Remember me, the last time you saw me I was 6. I look different, still feel like a kid. Time travel, getting lost in back then. But maybe if I fix that, I can fix now. Cause part of me is scared that I'll let my kids down. Cause my father figures wet bark. I'm Biggie, trying to move forward, but I'm stuck. I'm dripping, drenched in the tears on my teenage years. Now I'm face to face with what I seem to fear. I got all my doubts, I'm in a demon's here. It's a party. Still, I'ma be the one that go the hardest. Dedicated set of memories and the heartache.
I don't know what happened. I just know you're gone. And I don't know what to do. Everything seems wrong. We never saw eye to eye. But I never thought it'd be like this. A memory of a memory that no longer exists.
You died in my arms. I thought it was a dream.
Longer than I thought it would be. Unfortunately, I tried to stall it for one more little peek at my daughter asleep. One more kiss to feel the warmth of a cheek. I never wanted to leave. How long will you grieve? Who's gonna explain that that corpse isn't me? That I'm soaring and free and all of my glee. It's awful to see and hear my name and them cries you calling. It's like different time zones every night you mourning. Feel like I abandoned you, which is far from what I was planning to. You know that that is true, don't have a damaged view. The Reaper's wrath is too similar to a raffle few cheap deaths. I had to be next and didn't have a clue. Just know the love of a father will never be broken. Nothing left to be spoken. My love you forever be cloaked. And as you're steadily growing, my spirit you could bet it be glowing. My realest words ever devoted. What?
I don't know what happened, I just know you're gone. And I don't know what to do, everything seems wrong. We never saw eye to eye, but I never thought it'd be like this. A memory of a memory that no longer exists.
Yes, and then you know what? Memory of Memory, that song is the ticket right there. It is the ticket. It kind of reminds me a little bit, you guys may be familiar with this artist, Life Jennings. If you're not familiar with Life Jennings, just Google him and take a look. But listen, I love this song, Memory of a Memory. This song is the ticket. I will be running with the horses with that song. Listen, I will be pushing, promoting, and have putting together a marketing plan and a blueprint for Memory of a Memory. It is really awesome. It is hot. It can be bigger than life if it is promoted and marketed in the right way on a consistent basis. A lot of times, individuals and artists make the mistake of thinking just a few days is going to get them and push them over. But no. Listen, I had an artist, what was her name? Davies. I had an artist that did a promotion. Well, actually, she didn't do the promotion. It was one of her friends. One of her friends did a promotion with me. She did a musical salute. And she says, I'm trying to help my friend. She sent me a text. She said, I'm trying to help my friend, and I want to do a promotion. I says, okay. And she did, it was like 5 or 7 days promotion, and the song was really, really hot. The song was real hot. But now this particular artist was already a high-profile individual. It wasn't, she's not an independent artist, and she did really, really well with this song. And she ended up climbing all the way to the top. She texted me afterwards. She said, thank you so much for the promotion. And she ended up on the iTunes charts. It was like her song was like number 3, way at the top, number 3. But now this came after constant promotion. It wasn't from just being on the Fierce Female Network. It was a collaboration of different promotions. It was more than just Fierce Female Network. You have to promote consistently with different methods. You have to have a marketing and a blueprint. And so when the young lady came, she says, I need a little help still promoting this particular song. And the girl's name was Davies. I remember her last name was Davies. It was a toothbrush. I know it was. It was a toothbrush song. The name of the song was Toothbrush. But anyway, she just went banana nuts, and she was so excited. And she got on the iTunes chart, and it was just way up there. She did phenomenal. So listen. And the reason I'm saying that is to say this, for Memory of a Memory. I love this song. This song could do really, really well on the iTunes chart with consistency and marketing and pushing it. So listen, I got some more music for you that's coming up tonight. I got some more smooth tones. You know what I'm saying. I got some smooth tones for you. Yes, I do. Yes, I do. I want y'all to check this out. Listen, I haven't played my boy in a while. Snoop Dogg and Drop It Like It's Hot. Come on, baby.
In the crib, ma.
Drop it like it's hot. Drop it like it's hot. Drop it like it's hot.
When the pigs try to get at you,
park it like it's hot. Park it like it's hot. Park it like it's hot.
And if a nigga get an attitude,
pop it like it's hot. Pop it like it's hot. Pop it like it's hot.
I got the rollie on my arm and I'm pouring Chandon and I'm full of best weed cause I got it going on. I'm a nice dude, with some nice dreams.
Yep.
See these ice cubes, see these ice creams. Eligible bachelor, $1 million bow. That's whiter than what's spilling down your throat. The phantom, exterior like fish eggs. The interior like suicide wrist red. I can exercise you, this could be your phys ed. Cheat on your man, man, that's how you get a his ed. Killer with the Z, I know killers in the street. With the steel to make you feel like chinchilla in the heat. So don't try to run up on my ear talking all that raspy shit. Trying to ask me shit. When my niggas feel your vest, they ain't gon' pass me shit. You should think about it, take a second. Matter of fact, you should take 4B and think before you fuck a little skateboard B.
When the pimp's in the crib, ma,
drop it like it's hot. Drop it like it's hot. Drop it like it's hot.
When the pigs try to get at you,
park it like it's hot. Park it like it's hot. Park it like it's hot.
And if a nigga get an attitude,
pop it like it's hot. Pop it like it's hot. Pop it like it's hot.
I got the rollie on my arm and I'm pouring Chandon and I'm full of best weed cause I got it going on.
I'm a gangster, but y'all knew that. The big boss dog, yeah I had to do that. I keep a blue flag hanging out my backside, but only on the left side. Yeah, that's the Crip side. Ain't no other way to play the game the way I play. I cut so much you thought I was a DJ. Two, one, yep, three. S-C-N-double-O-P-D-go-double-G. I can't fake it, just break it. And when I take it, see, I specialize in making all the girls get naked. So bring your friends, all of y'all come inside. We got a world premiere right here, now get live. So don't change the diesel, turn it up a little. I got a living room full of fine dime bristles, waiting on the pistol, the diesel, and the shizzle. G's to the bizac, now ladies, can we kiss her? When the pimp's in the crib, ma, drop it like it's hot. Drop it like it's hot. Drop it like it's hot. When the pigs try to get at you, park it like it's hot. Park it like it's hot. Park it like it's hot. And if a nigga get an attitude, pop it like it's hot. Pop it like it's hot. Pop it like it's hot. I got the rollie on my arm and I'm pouring Sean Don, and I'm over the best weed cause I got it going on. I'm a bad boy with a lot of hoes, drive my own cars and wear my own clothes. I hang out tough, I'm a real boss. Big Snoop Dogg, yeah, he's so sharp. On the TV screen and in the magazines, if you play me close, you want a red beam. Oh, you got a gun, so you want to pop back. AK-47, now, nigga, stop that. Cement shoes, now I'm on the move. Your family's crying, now you on the news. They can't find you, and now they miss you. Must I remind you, I'm only here to twist you. Pistol whip you, dip you, then flip you. Then dance to this motherfucking music we crip to. Subscribe, nigga, get your issue. Baby, come close, let me see how you get loose. When the pimp's in the crib, ma, drop it like it's hot. Drop it like it's hot. Drop it like it's hot. When the pigs try to get at you, park it like it's hot. Park it like it's hot. Park it like it's hot. And if a nigga get an attitude, pop it like it's hot. Pop it like it's hot. Pop it like it's hot. I got the rollie on my arm and I'm pouring Sean Don, and I'm over the best weed cause I got it going on.
Listen up, that is the way that it is done. That is the smoothest rapper of all times, I am telling you. Now, we learn how to deliver a rap, a hip-hop song like that, honey, you got it done. That is butter on the bread, honey. Go ahead and toast me and call it ready and done, if you will. Listen, honey, that's just a bomb. Yes, that is trouble like it's hard, of course. Snoop Dogg, listen, I am out of time. I got to get on up out of here. It's been a stone cold blast. But guess what? I get to come back on tomorrow and do it all over again. In the special words of Don Cornelius, the man that made Soul Train what it was in the winter city. It is peace, love, and soul.
You motivated. You motivated. You winning.